Welcome to Friday 539 as we jump into the sports. This is where Tom gets to be right for a change and bring me up to speed on what's happening in the world of sports. And it's interesting. It coincides with your sports report you just did.
Okay.
I don't like watching baseball on TV. I love going to a baseball game live. I think it's great. The atmosphere, usually the weather is good and it's fun, but I don't like watching it on TV because it takes too long and it moves too slow. There is a channel that I found that will take an entire baseball game, consolidate it down to the plays that are, that happen.
Sure.
They shorten up the time between pitches. They time compress the
game. And it's great. Then you get to watch the hits, the catches, the run, and it's like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, you can do that with any game. They do that with football sometimes, too. Get rid of the huddles, get rid of all of the time between plays.
So I like baseball.
Yeah.
You don't know how to relax, sir. You need things bang, 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 bang.
You may be right.
And our society is getting more and more like that.
Because as I watch something like that,
attention span of a flea.
I got my phone in my hand or an iPad or something, and I'm doing something else while I'm doing that too.
And many people at the games have that now. In fact, some stadiums are embracing that and just having Wi-Fi and embracing the social media experience at the games.
Well, the last time I went to a hockey game, okay, there was a hockey game. Got invited up to the box suites or whatever where all the food and stuff is. And I'm sitting in this room, big padded leather chairs. The hockey game or the fight is going on downstairs. And on the TV screen, they're playing the World Series.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I could, yeah.
I know in our society it's hard to focus at one thing at a time.
My question, Lee, before we go off too much on the fact that I have ADD, I guess, I can't focus. What?
Yeah.
Look, something shiny.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
My name is Doug. I am here. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. They're gonna have a time where you can cut time out. Let's review the play. Isn't this just gonna make the game so much longer?
Well, I would prefer to maybe have the game a little bit longer and get blatantly wrong calls right. I'm tired of seeing games decided on blown calls. I'm tired of having games decided on calls that, with us at home, with slow motion, instant replay, high definition, we can tell are wrong.
Right.
Now, in real time, sometimes umpires cannot see things that happen. But if you're going to get it right and use the technology available to get it right.
I hate this. The game is played by humans, watched by humans. It can be officiated by humans. And baseball umpiring, I would say, by and large, is really good.
Unless it's really bad. And then that's what stands out.
Really bad. The number of blown plays over the course of a season is fairly low. And the number of those plays that actually affect the outcome of the game is even lower.
Who's to say which call affects the outcome of a game? It could be a call that happens in the fourth inning of a game.
Then why don't we just set up, the umpires are graded by computer about whether they call balls and strikes the right way.
Right.
This is data that Major League Baseball keeps to itself. Mm. Why don't we set up the same computer and let the computer call balls and strikes?
Now, I don't agree.
Well, it could be done. It could very easily be done.
Well,
being done. The program is called QuestTrack, and it's how Major League Baseball decides if you're a good umpire or not.
The Japanese, in a lot of their tennis tournaments that they have in country, use courts that have sensors on the baselines so that there is no question whether or not the ball is in or out on a serve or if it hits the net, that type of thing. It's decided the computer automatically.
Yeah.
You don't need
Are you not on board with the instant replay in NFL football? I hate the delays as much as anybody, but I want them to get the calls right.
Football is more difficult because it is a faster and more complex. What I don't like about football is I think that the rules are becoming so complicated that it's obvious to me a lot of players don't know all the rules.
Right.
Like when you see a game end in a tie and one team is ready to huddle up like they think the game's going to keep on going. I mean, that's ridiculous. But the rules are so different.
Like, we're done?
The clock is run differently in the NFL with less than 4 minutes left. The referees don't know when the clock's supposed to start, which we saw at one of the Packers games.
Yes.
That football is becoming so complicated that, like, even the officials can't get everything right because the rules are changing that way.
It used in baseball, it used to be that an umpire's call stood no matter what. The umpires did not get together and talk over a play if one of the umpires saw it differently. Whatever the call was made by that particular umpire stood. Now, at least, they get together and discuss, and if another umpire had a better angle, they'll change the call. This just increases that and improves it. That they, the umpires can decide, the managers have a certain amount of challenges to go in and get a call right. And I think that's all that fans want, is to not be screaming at the television and throwing stuff when they can see a blatantly wrong call upheld.
No, I think the fans want the game to end in 3.5 hours instead of four, and baseball has a lot of games like
that. Isn't the frustration that comes along with a blown call part of the excitement, the atmosphere?
I see.
No, you know what? The way
this is a game, guys.
Because baseball's a game of stats, too.
Yeah.
You're going to have some managers, if you're considered a player's manager, that in some game that's 8-1 that doesn't matter, the player's going to say, that was a hit. That guy didn't catch that ball. He trapped it. Throw the challenge flag out there because I want a two-hit game instead of a one-hit game.
Who's to say that the play doesn't matter even if the score is 8-1? Teams come back all the time from big deficits. I mean, every play is important, and I'm not sure why we wouldn't want to get them right if we can.
Baseball did make another rule change, was from about a month ago, that I agree with, that baseball is now banning these plays at the plate where the runner coming from third base is allowed to barrel into and clobber the catcher to try and
launch the ball. That hasn't been officially voted on yet, but yeah, they're going that direction.
Actually, I think that's a good play because the catcher is completely vulnerable when the throw is coming in.
He's got pads on. He's got a mask.
We've had guys whose careers have been messed up by broken bones and concussions.
It's a good change, and it's the same at every level of baseball. Every level of baseball forces players to slide.
Have you ever seen rugby?
Rugby collisions are not like this, where one guy has to stand still to block the plate, and the other guy is going at 40 miles per hour with a running head
start. When you have a catcher that you're paying $13 million a year, and all you lose him for the entire season to a broken leg because of a home plate collision, yeah, you'll want to get rid of the rule.
Excuse me, do you mind? I'm trying to get to home plate. And you are standing in the way, and I'm just asking you very nicely, please move.
You don't have to move, but the runner has to slide. The runner has to slide, just like they have to do at every other base. Well, you can't go into first base or second base and take the guy out either.
I know the next thing you know, you're going to say that they can't slide head first into a base.
And then they'll all be wearing pink, I know, and they'll be holding hands in the outfield.
Well, anybody who slides head first at home plate is nuts anyway, because, as you said, the catcher has shin guards and spikes on. Unless you want to have your fingers broken or your head kicked in, yeah, you probably don't want to slide head first at home plate.
All right. So last thing we need to discuss in sports, how are the Lakers doing?
They've lost 12 of the last 13 games. The Lakers are so bad now, you can get season tickets at the 99-cent store. That's how bad. They were so bad last night, the fans were waving the foam middle finger. That's how bad it is. They are so bad, the only shoe company that sponsors them now is Uggs. That's the only one they can get. Here's how bad it's gotten for the Lakers. Today they converted a Staples Center into a Staples store. Okay, that is the limit. In fact, during the last Laker game, the Jumbotron showed a Clippers game. That's how bad it's gotten. In fact, on the way home from Phoenix last night, Southwest dropped the team off in the wrong city on purpose. That's how bad it's gotten. How bad. Terrible.
The News Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.